Not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Farmers in Kantanshi and Wutondo townships appeal for establishment of FRA satellite depots. Road construction works in Kanyama constituency elects a civic leader. And in African news, Nigeria kidnappers accuse 35 hostages even after ransom paid. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Farmers in Kantanshi and Wutondo townships of Mufulira district are appealing to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to establish a satellite depots in their areas to facilitate the sale of their maize. According to farmers, the lack of nearby depots is hindering their ability to effectively participate in the maize marketing season. Speaking in an interview with Company Radio News, the farmers stated that the nearest FRA depot is located in Kansunswa, which is too far for many of them, especially those without reliable transportation. The farmers disclosed that they are now resorting to selling their maize to briefcase buyers at very low prices as they cannot afford the cost of transporting it to Kansunswa depot.
Pamunga mafama zamata wana wapekanya tia yengi. Nomba ukua kutuwala. Na kuleta ukansuswa. Tumekuno kumakuwa zimba. Kutuwala ukansuswa ma transport. Isha watuletele kwa pa kutuwala pa utonde mupepi hapa. Emkwa iye. Enkondo tukweteyo. Tuwa vengi shumata wana wapitulika pie. Nomba haba leto wala. Wambite mafama zifio wana wakua. Wati wali pukireko na pesteraiza kugawwe. Nomba wapitulika wapu manishempenja. Ni hiti hapo wapitulika kutukirwa. Watuletele kwa pa kushikira matawa kukuno kutondo kwa mkwangu kwa papata.
Nomba kuna kukansa nchubwa pete kwa kweba tu kwa kutuwa na pepa kansuswa. Elo kukansuswa kuliki kiteo imo. Ngachali cha kwa kiteo imo kwa wata isu waka kacha wa mapata. Awantu wali wali tu wala mapata. No kuisa tacha wata chupa. Nomba awantu wala kwa zimbo kwa mulundu kwa tante kutuwa kutuwa. Vale ete siya mpapa profesha.
Residents of Upper Lusemfwa in Mukushi district have raised concerns over the delayed renovation of the classroom block at Upper Lusemfwa Primary School, which had its roof blown off during the last rainy season. Ward Development Committee Chairperson Stanford Tembo revealed that although the Constituency Development Fund CDF Committee approved the renovation under the disaster component, the project has stood at the procurement stage. Mr. Tembo has called on authorities to urgently engage a contractor, noting that the prolonged delay is negatively affecting the learning environment for pupils.
We haven't seen any progress being made. Still remains it at procurement level. We do not understand really why the procurement is taking that long. We are still worried and concerned. It's affecting adversely because now we have fewer classroom blocks, classrooms that are being used. The policy says contractors should come from within the area. We do not know what is happening because I doubt it if Kushi is short of contractors. So those in authority should help us identify the contractor in no time so that come rains, the classroom should be up and running.
And efforts to get a comment from Mukushi District Council Chairperson Nelson Chilemu failed by broadcast time as his mobile phone was unreachable. Harry Mwanga Nkumbula Ward 12 Councillor Aaron Mwanza has described a road project earmarked for construction in his ward using funds drawn from the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, as a landmark achievement for the people of Kanyama constituency. Mr. Mwanza says the construction of the three roads at Estima, Chifundo and Lavanya, covering a 2-kilometer stretch connecting John Lang, Chibolia area to Ben Bella in Tukafue roundabout, is a plus and historical, as such works have never been undertaken in the world, despite the said roads being key routes connecting people to essential services. He has also disclosed that the Chibolia Police Road connecting Kalusha Bwalya Road to Kafue Road with Chishala Road, also connecting Kalusha Bwalya into Chitimkulu Kampasa area, are also poised to receive a first lift with contractors already on site. The civic leader says a proper road network remains a key in improving people's livelihoods, insisting that good roads make it easy for communities to access key services such as health posts and schools.
And also Chisara Road, that is connecting Kalusha Road up to Kampasa Road. The work will soon start because the contract has been awarded to a contractor. And also the road that connects Kalusha Road to Kafue Road, that is Chiwolia Police Road, the work will also start soon. And we want also to appreciate the community for their resilience for so long time, because this has happened for the first time, like any award, like for massive road and infrastructure rehabilitations. And also those also goes to, the gratitude goes to the president, Mr. Kenneth Lema. This is for increasing the CDF funding from 1.6 to over 6.1 million kwacha, and this is going a long way in terms of accelerating community openg.
Bwana Mkubwa, Member of Parliament Warren Mwambazi, has called upon the Ndola City Council to come up with a bylaw which will enable the local authority to charge motorists who use routes they are not supposed to. Mr. Mwambazi said this when a 1.8 million kwacha worth a paved road in Itawa was handed over for public usage. He said at times newly constructed roads don't last a test of time, and contractors are usually blamed for shoddy works, yet drivers of heavy-duty vehicles tend to use routes meant for small utility vehicles, resulting in damaged roads.
And these are the same things, Council, which will come back to Public Accounts Committee to say the road was costing so much, it has not lasted. Sometimes it's not lasting. They will say Council did a bad job, gave us a bad contract, but it's not that. You can see trucks are driving over the driveway on top, on the walkway. These are things we can find a way as Council, even as you go back to your offices, tell the TC that people are driving on top of some of these driveways. How then can the councillors sit and have a bylaw that such a person, you employ a person, comes and sits here, monitors, takes number plates, we go after them to RATSA, we make sure that we impound those vehicles, they'll stop. You see, they'll stop because we can put in a small fund. We have a person who sits here just to take number plates. Or this person has done, an officer from council, or the way you do with street vending. Or this vehicle was driving carelessly, went on top of this. If they've got a phone nowadays.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitego, zama oda, zamele talandira, ife, pakombo ni radio, ni easy.
50 kg ondwe, 220. 50 kg rumanda, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 100 squacha. 50 kg repu, 100 squacha. 50 kg chihuahua, 180. 50 kg mupilu, 100 squacha. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg delele, 600. 50 kg kalembula, 120. 50 kg nshava za freshi, 650. 25 kg kandolo, 120. Boko.